33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Just a few more days to go until Super Tuesday, when Texas and 13 other states pick candidates for the November ballot. That includes choosing which Democrat will face President Donald Trump. We here at the Texas Standard are taking some time this week to examine what issues might influence what Texans actually do at the polls, especially with a view to any changes between 2016 and 2020. Today, the spotlight's on education. If you go to the website of the Texas State Teachers Association, you'll find a video, Fire Betsy DeVos. That's President Trump's education secretary. The TSTA doesn't shy away from taking a political perspective when it comes to education, but one question is whether and to what degree education is likely to be a factor as Texans go to the polls. Noel Candelaria is the group's president. Mr. Candelaria, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Thinking about what the TSTA was working on in 2016, you fast forward to the conversation today. Has anything changed?
A lot has changed in Texas. I think educators, for one, are a lot more in tune with what's happening nationally with the presidential race. With Betsy DeVos becoming our Secretary of Education, there's a heightened sense of awareness of educators, Republicans and Democrats in Texas, who dislike the Secretary of Education. And so for us, that's been a big focus across the state, and educators across the state that need a Secretary of Education that actually believes in public education.
Well, let's jump right into this, because in his State of the Union, President Trump had some pretty harsh words for public education. At one point, he said, "For too long, countless American children have been trapped in failing government schools," and the president's also urging Congress to pass legislation to fund scholarships to private schools, as he made a big show of that during the State of the Union address. You came out against this at the time. What will the voucher school choice debate look like as we move toward November?
But I think it's an issue that Texans have overwhelmingly rejected, which is why we don't have vouchers in Texas. Both Republicans and Democrats value their public schools. Over 90% of our Texas children are educated in our public schools. They support their public schools, so it is an issue.
But I want to ask you about this, because here in the Texas capital city, the public school system has been really concerned about attrition, a loss of a lot of students. This at a time when the city's growing exponentially. So people are making different choices. So my question for you is, how much do people really value schools, and are they not leaning in the direction of school choice? And when I say schools, I'm talking about public schools, of course.
I mean, I think what we're seeing a lot is that folks want something different for their students. And right now, the way our current system is underfunded, you know, what parents are looking for are smaller class sizes, right? They're looking for opportunities for their students that right now, because our schools are so cash strapped across the state of Texas, I mean, even the $6.5 billion that the Texas legislature and House Bill 3 added to public education, we're still behind 2008 funding levels when you take that into account. And so we are still lagging behind the national average when it comes to how we prioritize funding our public schools. You look at the needs that we have right now with mental health and mental issues in our classrooms across the state. There's still great needs. And I think what parents are looking for is, you know, how we can provide the best education for their kids.
Let me ask you how that translates politically here in Texas, because Democrats, for the first time in a long time, believe they might be able to take the Texas House. Would that change the dynamic for teachers?
I think it did. I mean, what you saw in the last election is 12 seats were flipped from Republican to Democrat, I think, which changed the tone in the Texas legislature this last session, that really put public education at the center or forefront of a lot of that happened in this last session. So as we look at Texas flipping and taking the House, I think public education is going to take a much more prominent role.
Now, I'm pretty sure that teachers will be thinking about these issues as they go to the ballots. Well, what about everyday Texans? How will it rank in terms of importance, do you think?
I mean, for us, I think it's intersectional. I mean, when you look at every issue that impacts all of our students, healthcare, right, guns and safety in our schools, education, for us, these are issues that impact all of the families and of the children that we educate. You know, these issues all interrelate to each other. And as we talk to families and voters, you know, in our communities as educators, that's one thing that is resonating is, you know, the overall health and impact of their children and opportunities they want for their children to be able to live a healthy life, you know, a happy life, and get the education that they deserve, which is what we all want for all of our students across Texas State. And so the intersectionality of all these issues really happens in our classrooms in our Texas public schools.
We were talking a little bit before we got started here, and I was thinking that perhaps this might be a bit of a downtime for you, considering that the legislature is not in session. You sort of smiled as you are right now. You're a pretty busy man these days.
You know, it's always busy for us because one is we are always, you know, looking and working with our members and our educators across the state on what we continue to do to elevate, you know, the profession and elevate the resources and bring the additional resources that they need in their classrooms. And elections matter. So, I mean, there are so many issues at stake for us with this next election, from the school board level all the way to the White House.
Noel Candelaria is president of the Texas State Teachers Association. Mr. Candelaria, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you for having us talk about our priorities. Appreciate it.